are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. Back again behind the ones and twos. I always try to put together the best show, the show that I would like to listen to, you know what I mean? A show that has the kind of music that isn't just mod music. It's not about mod music. It's about the soul, the R&B, the new breed, the popcorn, the, you know, you put a label on it, just good music is really what I'm getting down to. I've met a new cat named Brent in town who is a great new connection for me, so I want to give him a little bit of a plug. His shop is in Osborne Village inside of Urban Waves, and that's 187 Osborne Street. It's called Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, and he's got really good taste. He really cares about the quality of the records that he sells, and his prices are very reasonable. So aside from the stuff I'm still going through from Montreal, BC, the record box I bought full of records, I've also picked up a few absolute gems from Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, and there's a record show coming up. The tunes are never ending.
All the time,
you little fine and healthy thing.
You little fine, healthy thing.
Baby, I
smile she sent me. She's as cool as she could be. One kiss from her could end me, and that I'd like to see. When she walked, she did the clown, but made a bulldog hug a hound.
A strong start with such a party track as Soul People. Shout out to Canada in there. That's Shan Miles on the Shout label. The flip of that is part two, so that track just keeps going on. More shout outs. Followed that up with Jimmy Swan, A Little Fine Healthy Thing on Checker. And finally, The Olympics, a track called Well on the Demon label, which at the top of the label has a little devil illustration and it says, the highest in Phi. The interesting thing about this is that the flip side is Western Movies, which they released a few times. I've only ever come across it on the flip of Baby Do the Philly Dog. I also have a copy on the flip of The Bounce, but Philly Dog came out in 66. This version on Demon came out in 1958.
Thank you.
started off there with the legendary Link Ray. Link Ray and his Raymen, which consisted of his brother Doug on drums, who actually almost steals the record there. Really great, powerful drums on that track. It's called Jack the Ripper on the Quality label. Link Ray and his brothers are from North Carolina, and he's often described as an innovator for being one of the first guitarists to use power chords to distort sounds and the Larson effect. Any guitarists out there will know what that is. I mean, could you imagine the Misfits or the Cramps without Link Ray? I mean, the Ventures or Garage without this gritty, dirty, distorted electric guitar sound. Fantastic stuff. He ended up relocating to Denmark in the early 1980s and died in Copenhagen in 2005. Followed that up with Huey Piano Smith and his Clowns. Clearly his clowns are singing. Bobby Marchand was one of his clowns, along with John Scarface Williams and Little Buck, but none of those people are women. Clearly, those were female vocals on that track. It's called Don't You Know Yokomo, and you heard it on the Canadian Rio label. Finished that set off with Dee Dee Sharp, a track called Baby Cakes on Cameo.
Call me cuckoo. Sing cuckoo.
baby, it was home, home, home for me too. Now she's gone, I'm alone. So, whoa, whoa, all alone with three rooms and running water. She made it heaven, dear Lord. Three rooms and running water without a watch in the world.
British beat, mod beat, call it what you will, that was a fantastic set. Starting everything off was Long John Baldry with such a mod track, in my opinion, called Cuckoo. Reminds me a lot of Georgie Fame. Long John Baldry was a British blues singer, one of the first British vocalists to sing in blues clubs in the UK. Sang with the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, but the best set was Steam Packet. I couldn't even imagine what it would have been like. Rod Stewart, Long John Baldry, Julie Driscoll, and Brian Auger. And they never put anything out. Now, the really interesting thing is I can put this down as Canadian content because he moved to Vancouver and became a Canadian citizen. And here's the wacky thing is that I used to see him all the time. Where I grew up, he had a summer home on Salt Spring Island, which is just off the coast of Vancouver. And he could always be seen there. Couldn't be missed. The guy was 6'7". That's why he was called Long John Baldry. So I would see him when I was a kid, when I was young, between the ages of like 12 and 13. And when I was about 16, 17, I started to get into the mod thing. I had no idea who he was until I was older and I realized that that guy was the same guy that this Long John Baldry that I'm reading about, having been best friends with Paul McCartney and sung with Rod Stewart and Julie Driscoll and Brian Auger, and just so weird. And then I've never seen him since, and he passed away, so I played that for you on the U.S. Ascot pressing. Followed that up with Byrne Elliott and the Fenmen, their cover of Money on Decca. And then Cliff Bennett and the Rebel Rousers, also on a U.S. pressing on the Amy label. A track called Three Rooms and Running Water, which was originally released by H.B. Barnum and co-written by Jimmy Radcliffe, who has some Northern Soul classics to his name. Did I say Northern Soul classics?
Yeah. keep on trying, cause a winner never quits. I say a winner never quits. You got to do the best you can, because a quitter don't ever win. Oh yeah, oh yeah, everybody. So live with it all. I know one day that my ship will come in, and that's the day that we're gonna win. A winner never quits. I say a winner don't ever quit. You got to do the best you can, because a quitter don't ever win. Oh yeah, oh yeah, everybody. Within the law, you might lose a battle, but you'll win the war. Cause a winner never quits. I say a winner never quits. You got to do the best you can, because a quitter don't ever win.
I say, oh yeah, oh yeah,
everybody.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
From the heart of Canada, you are listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net. Classic Northern Soul, yes, but those are not cheap records. Started off with Herb Johnson and The Impact, I'm So Glad on Brunswick. After that, Betty Everett, Too Hot to Hold on VJ. And finally, Larry Williams and Johnny Guitar Watson, A Quitter Never Wins on OK.
Oh, I'm nothing but a playboy, but I love you through and through. Hey, little girl, you got such loving ways, your sweet red lips. I dig the words you say, but in my heart, there's just too much love. So I'm gonna play, 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 and pass it out along the way. Well, I know that you love me too, but there's a dozen more that'll love me too. There's a raging flame down in my heart, so I'm gonna play, play, play. I'm sorry, but I'm made that way. Can't help myself, I'm gonna play till the day I die. I love you, pretty baby, and I know it's gonna make you cry. If you let me have as much as all the things you do and say, then I'll know in my heart that you'll never try to go away. Girl, you do the same kind of thing that I do to you. I'm gonna put you down if you run around. So don't you play, play, play. I'll break it up if you play too. Can't help myself, I'm gonna play till the day I die. I love you, pretty baby, and I know it's gonna make you cry. Girl, I know you love me too, but there's a dozen more
that'll love me too. But in my heart, there's just too much love. So I'm gonna play, play, play. I'm sorry, but I'm made that way. Play, play, play. I'm sorry, but I'm made that way.
Who needs the noise of a party crowd? Who needs the records turned up?
Wilbert Smith, a blues singer, saxophonist, songwriter, also went under the name Lee Diamond. He was a founding member of Little Richard's backing group, the Upsetters. And when Little Richard denounced rock and roll to follow religion, Wilbert Smith, aka Lee Diamond, then joined James Brown's backing band. He only released a couple of records under Lee Diamond, but he also wrote under that pseudonym, most famously Aaron Neville's Tell It Like It Is. So the track I played is called Nothing But a Playboy, and it's on the Lola label. And I will play the flip side, Good Old Summertime. It's great soul cover of the old standard, which I think you'll dig. And after that, I played the immeasurable duo of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Two Can Have a Party. That's on the Canadian Tamla Motown label. Followed that up with Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Wild One, on the UK Tamla Motown label.
To me now. Now, three very unusual people. I don't know exactly how to describe these fellas. You never know exactly what will happen when they arrive on the scene. The Wild Ones, ladies and gentlemen, the Dovells!
Last night, the night before,
there was a 48 bad man standing at my door.
48 bad men standing at the door.
Well, I jumped up and got the rolling pin.
I jumped up, got the rolling pin.
48 men got the heads busted in.
48 men got the heads busted in. Oh, 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 everybody. One potato, two potato, three potato, four. One, hey, two, ho, three, four. Five potatoes, six potatoes, seven potato more.
Started off with some garage rock from Los Angeles, band called The Midnighters, T-H-E-E. They were signed to Chattahoochee Records and Whittier Records for several years before going to Uni. And that was their first, and it looks like only, record with the Uni label. The song's called I've Come Alive. Follow that up with Minneapolis garage rockers, The Boys Next Door, also known as The Four Wheels. That track was called One Face in the Crowd on the ATCO label. Finished everything off there with the Dovells. Track popularly known as One Potato, but this label actually says One Potato, Two Potato, Three Potato. That's on the Parkway label.
I feel alright. I want to ask you a question. Do you wish you could dance?
I can do it all day.
I can't do it all, man.
I can't do it all, man.
You know
I can't do it all, man.
I wish I could dance.
I can't do it all, man. I can't do it all, man. I wish I could dance.
I can't do it all, man.
I can't do it all, man.
You know
I can't do it all, man.
I
can't do it all, man.
You know
I can't do it all, man.
I
can't do it all, man. flip the record over and play the B-side. B-side. B-side.
She's so respectable. She's so respectable. Now tell me, what kind of girl is this?
What kind of girl is this?
She's never, ever been kissed.
What kind of girl?
A rubbly rub dub dub.
What kind of girl is this?
She's never, ever been in love.
What kind of girl?
She's never been in love. Now watching the stars above.
She's so respectable.
Tell me, what kind of girl is this?
What kind of girl is this?
She never been out on a date.
What kind of girl?
Yeah, what kind of girl is this?
What kind of girl is this?
She never ever come home late.
What kind of girl?
But I beg her on my knees and she go out with me.
She's so respectable. Need you love her?
No, 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 no.
Need you hug her?
No, 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 no.
Need you squeeze her?
No, 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 no.
Need you kiss her?
Two sides of the same record. Side one, I Wish I Could Dance, Jimmy Soul on 20th Century Fox. And the flip side, Respectable, originally recorded by and written by the Isley Brothers in 1957. This one came out in 1963. It says it's by Jimmy Soul and the Chants, but really, that's not Jimmy Soul singing. The same year, the Cheyennes did like a garage version of it. And that was Mick Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac singing lead vocals on that. And you should check out my Instagram for a picture of this label, because I've never seen a 20th Century Fox label like this. It's black with the logo, very colorful. I'm going to leave you now with Mod Jazz of the Highest Order, NYPD by Johnny Hammond Smith on Prestige. This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.